Yo, yo, yo. Good afternoon, people of Chicago.
Welcome to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Dilla.
And today's episode is about blending families. A few people wanted me to talk about it. I feel like I'm the perfect person to talk about it because I have a lot of kids, so so this shit, it works, you know. It's easy for me to talk about it, but realistically, that's how you say it. Realistically, it just doesn't sound right when I say it. Realistically, anyway, realistically. Nobody wants to deal with other people's kids. That's just real shit. But the reality of it is, if you love or really like that other person, you'll deal with those kids and vice versa. So, as y'all all know, I had my first kid, 15, 16. I had my oldest son, Armani. So, shit, if motherfuckers wanted to deal with me, they had no choice but to deal with my son. But, I can't really say that because I didn't have a lot of people meet my son. Like, that was something I wasn't going to do. But, now, moving into multiple kids, I'll hit on some key stuff for people who are struggling with, kids that's not theirs and want to be something with them, or it's hard. It's really hard. When I got with my ex-wife years ago, it took a couple of years before me and her daughter established a good enough relationship where, because she was bad as shit. And people who knows me knows I don't deal with other people's kids, bro. Like, I shut shit down. Like, yo, I'm not gonna deal with this. Like, this, especially if they bad, bro. Like, tolerance level. Whew, you gotta have a lot of tolerance to deal with other people's kids. And to deal with how that person raised their kids or kid. It could be that you're raised a certain way and you see that the other person ain't, like, parenting how you think you would. You gotta deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not your kid. It's not really your place to say certain things. But if you're in it for the long haul and you got some years invested already, you now have a say-so. But you limit yourself to what you can say because you don't want to get into altercations, with that other person over their kid. I've had plenty of arguments over somebody's fucking kids, bro. And that shit is annoying. But, like I was saying, it's really hard to deal with other people's kids. So, my suggestion is, if you want a relationship, let's just say I'm dealing with a woman and I have to accept. Matter of fact, perfect example. I had to, even though I knew, my girl's kids, whatever, but still, in order for me to move along with the relationship and build anything, you have to build something with those kids. You got to engage with those kids, Not saying you have to take them out all the time, but, play with them, do activities with them, especially if they're young. Now, if they're older, it's hard. It's harder if they're older. But if you got young kids from, fucking infant to 3-4 years old, it's easy to build a relationship with a little kid. 4, 5, 6 years old, that's easy. That's nothing. But you moving into, 8, 9, 10, preteen, teenage years kids, it's hard because that kid is used to just their mom or just their dad being around for so long and dealing with just their mom or their dad. you know, versus, oh, well, you know, here's my dad and this is his girlfriend. I don't know how, you know, I don't know how to accept that fully quite yet, especially if you a preteen or a teenager. You know, it's hard for them because they've been around certain things for so long. And a new person to come around, that's something new for them. You know, I don't think that you can just out the gate build a relationship with older kids just, you know, like that. But like I said, engage with them, you know what I'm saying? Talk with them, whatever, you know? Don't just, you know, they come over or whatever the case and motherfuckers just don't speak. You know, you just say hi, but you don't say nothing. Kids are scared, you know what I'm saying? They're shy. So, of course, the kid is not going to say nothing to the grown-up. You know, they're fucking shy. So, if you don't want them to be shy, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Talk to them. I know people are a certain way when it comes to their kids. So, it's hard for another person to be like, to tell them about their own kids. Because I'll tell a motherfucker in a minute, yo, your kid's bad as fuck. They don't listen. Da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I would, boy, my thoughts of back in the day would be, shit, they ain't mine. They ain't got to listen to me. As long as they ain't fucking themselves up, shit, me discipline them? Why? For what? They don't listen. If they don't listen to their own mama, fuck they gonna listen to me for? Or, you know, shoe on the other foot, they don't listen to their daddy, fuck they gonna listen to, you know, her for. You gotta talk that shit out with the person you wanna be with first. You know what I'm saying? Especially since it's something new. You gotta set, you know, rules in place. You gotta come to agreement and understanding. And for those kids who never asked to be put in any of these situations, gotta engage in some type of conversation or some type of activity to show them that, hey, you know, I'm cool. We're cool. We can be cool. We can be great at this thing. You know, my whole thing with me, I would never be somebody's, I'm not gonna say never. My intent is to never be nobody's dad, but more of a role model. If they look at me and decide to be like, yo, this is my dad, you know, like, you know, above a stepfather, then, you know, that's so be it. Like, prime example, my stepdaughter. Like, I keep saying all the time, you know, blood couldn't bring us any closer. That is my daughter in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? I've been around 6-7 years. That's my daughter. That's my baby. And she won't always call me dad, you know, which is fine. You know, I don't look for, you know, nobody to call me dad besides my own kid. But I've heard her tell other people, like, if we out somewhere or she see one of her friends and, you know, I pick up something like that, they'll be like, oh, who's that? And she'll tell them in a heartbeat, oh, that's my dad. Like, you know, it's a great feeling, you know? But it took a while for me and her relationship to get to where it's at now, because that child was just, ooh, God, she was wild. But, you know, she saw that I was here for the long haul, and, you know, now that she's older, she's a teenager now, about to be 14, she knows that she can call me for any and everything, and we talk about any and everything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't treat her any different because she wasn't my child. I treat her the same because in my eyes, she is my child. And that's another thing, people. You can't make a difference. Treat any, you know, all kids different. You got to treat them all the same as if they your own child. You can't set a rule for this kid but not set a rule for that kid. Everything got to apply. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people definitely treat kids different that ain't theirs. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that shit. Like, if you want any type of foundation with you and that other person or you and that kid, you gotta build that shit. Now, there are people who's out here who are just completely just left field with everything, just fucking dumb as hell, to where you get with a woman, you get with a man, and they're literally trying to build a relationship with your kids or whatever, but you're undermining all of that, telling your kids, like, hey, well, you know, this ain't your mother, this ain't your father, you ain't gotta listen to them, da 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 da. I've seen that happen. And if it's like that, you don't need to be in that situation. Like, for real. Like, you can't tell your kids not to listen to, you know, say some another grown up, pretty much. I'm again, nobody's trying to be somebody's mother or be somebody's father, but that mother figure, that father figure, that's what you're gonna be. So don't put in their head that they not your parent, they ain't gotta listen to you. Like, no, hell no, they have to listen to you. Like, what the fuck? They're grown up, you know? The same rules that apply for you as you being the parent applies for the other person, because they are technically the parent. But blended families is tough, man, you know, because it's not even just the kid aspect, though. It's the families that gets involved. Like, I have 3 kids and my stepdaughter. I have 4 kids, right? Before my girl, now and her 2. In total, I got 6. That's, you know, whatever. But beforehand, it was 4. And then, for me, I never really mixed all of my family with whoever other's family anyway, because I don't know what the fucking future ever holds. So I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But when I got married, though, that's when, you know, that whole blending of the family was for real, for real. Like, you know, I had my parents meet her parents, and, you know, this, that, and the third. You know, whatever family members, you know, I'll bring her around, whatever the case. You know, that's cool. But, like, families definitely get involved, let alone the kids. And some people can't deal with the in-laws, you know. Hold on, yeah. Well, never mind. I did some work-related stuff. It's hard sometimes, because I have a lot of, you know, 4 kids of mine, where I created an even larger family for my kids. You know what I'm saying? They're all brothers and sisters, and then also have their family from time to time, you know? So, like, my son has a lot of brothers and a lot of sisters between me and his mama. So, he got my family, her family, and her husband's family, you know? My daughter has my family, my new family now, her mom, well, you know, her mom's family, and then her guy's family. You know, like, you see how that shit goes? It goes bigger and bigger, you know? So it's hard sometimes dealing with in-laws and shit like that, because there's times where you just don't get along with mothers and fathers and shit like that. For me, I was lucky, because I get along with any and everybody. You know, a mother's gonna always love me, let alone the father. But there is times where, for example, I'll give you a woman and a man, where the woman wants to build a relationship with the kids and get all the kids involved and try to do activities or whatever, but the man, kind of reluctant on that, because he has his set ways, and he wants to keep the kids kind of separate, and he's always doing shit. He's a mama's boy, you know. That's a tough situation, because if you can't get him out of that mama's boy stage and see the path you're trying to take with all the kids and shit, you might as well cut your losses real quick, because it ain't even worth the headache. Definitely not worth the headache. But I think that if you're dating somebody and you know they got kids or whatever, I think that people should date at least 6-7 months before introducing the 5-7 months before introducing the child to them, you know. Like, definitely let them know, like, hey, yo, I got a kid, but I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to be comfortable bringing it around until I feel like this is, you know, what's up. Because a lot of women, a lot of men just drag their kids along for the ride in every little relationship that they get into. You can't do that shit. Because what if your kid gets used to a particular person, but y'all don't end up working out? Then how you going to explain to your kid, like, yo, you know, you like two guys behind, but you know, me and Tony ain't work no more. Like, nah, man, you only bring around people, bring the perfect candidate around your kids, you know what I'm saying? The person that you feel like is the perfect candidate, bring them around. So 5-7 months of you dating this person, then you bring your child around. Or if that person you're dealing with really is so eager to meet your kid, then you'll know, like, hey, okay, this is the one for me, that he wants to accept my child just as well as me. Because if you don't accept that damn child, you ain't gonna accept that man or that woman to be in no damn relationship. Blended families is very hard, especially if, you know, there's a lot of key factors involved. So, you know, people ask me, well, shit, Ray, how many kids you got? Well, of my own, 3. But, you know, all in all, I have 6. Number seems high, but it don't, you know, it's not as much, you know. For me, the blended thing is not hard for me because, you know, I could honestly say that all of my kids' mothers, I've been with them for a long period of time, you know, in the relationship-wise. So it wasn't like, oh, I had a one-night fling with this motherfucker and we're going to blend families. Nah, like everybody knows everybody for a significant long amount of time. I got 20 years with one person. I have 13, 14 years with another person. And I have about 8 or 9 with another person. So it's like, I've known people or been with them for a significant amount of years for blended families to work, you know? It wasn't no fly-by-night thing. But, you know, if I feel like I went all over the place with this one, but if something I said was some type of advice, you're welcome. You know, just be cautious with people. Talk about things. Definitely don't have your kids meet anybody out the gate and vice versa. You know, just take your time. Ease your way into, you know, meeting somebody's kids. You know, it's a lot because, again, y'all, our kids didn't ask to be here. So we got to make life as simple as we can for them, not difficult out the gate. So, with that being said, that will conclude this episode. Hopefully, somebody got something out of this. I feel like a lot of shit that I talk about, I've lived my life long enough at 29 and been in so many relationships to kind of know what I'm talking about there, man. But, like this podcast, share this podcast, like all my episodes, share all my episodes, you know. Me and my homegirl, Ray So Dope, have a podcast coming up this weekend, I believe Saturday. The topic is still TBH, or is it TBD? My bad, TBD. I tweet. Still to be determined, and but we will drop at 8, 9 o'clock Saturday night. So catch her on Raso Dope Radio, Raso Dope Podcast. Catch me on Talk That Ish. You can catch us both here on Anchor. Anchor is a free podcast with all the tools you need to make a podcast. And you can also catch us on Spotify. Type in our podcast talk show name or type in our name. You can definitely catch my name at Terrell Redmond or Terrell Redmond Sr., either one. You can catch me on Anchor. You catch me on Breaker. Catch me on Google Podcasts. Catch me on... there's a few others I can't remember right now, y'all. But again, always provide feedback. I love it. I love it. You know, I there's a lot more topics. Believe me, coming soon. A lot of people give me a lot of topics. I just got to find the right time to always do it. So while I'm working, like right now, when I'm on lunch, you know, if I'm able to take lunch, I would definitely find time to, you know, put an episode out for y'all. So, sorry, y'all. I've been yawning all damn podcast. I'm tired. I hope everybody enjoyed their day. Hope everybody have a blessed and safe weekend. And turn up for the turn up. It's still my birthday, even though it was last week. It's still my birthday. All December month, all the rest of December is my birthday. So, yeah, everybody turn up. Sagittarius rules. So, peace, love, and chicken grease. And like always, my beautiful black people, I holla.